Hi Diamonds, and welcome to the first episode of 2024. I'm your host, Naleli Star. So happy new year. It's the first month of 2024 and I hope you're all well settled in. I had a bumpy start to 2024, but I am trying my very best to get settled in. In the last episode, I talked about my plans for 2024, but also I gave a review of 2023. And in this episode, I really want to focus on developing systems and habits that are going to help you or help me achieve my goals. So I want to talk because when it's a new year, majority of us have the pressure or we are in the habit of creating resolutions. We create those resolutions, we're excited, we're ready to, you know, become the new year, new me, new age, new me kind of person. But then we just write those things and come December, nothing has changed. So I want to talk about what has helped me in the past to achieve most of my goals. I think in December I actually did say that I achieved majority of my goals. I think I just missed out on two goals, which I started out but didn't get a chance to finish. So I want to start with a quote from James Clear from one of his very popular books, Atomic Habits. So the quote is, "Goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress." So you can set your goals. Your goals are going to show you where you're going. They're definitely going to create a direction for you. But it's the systems. The systems are what are going to get you to where you need to be. The systems are what are going to get you from where you are right now in January to where you desire to be by December. I want to give a definition of systems and habits just so we understand exactly what we are going to be discussing in this episode. A system is a way of working, organizing, or doing something which follows a fixed plan or a set of rules. And just from there, you can see that there's a lot of intentionality that you need to be putting into devising a strategy for how you are going to achieve your goals. So it's literally just a framework for how you choose to live your life in a given season. And I am very specific about season because what you do in this season, trust me, is not going to be what you're going to be doing in the next season. One of the challenges that I've had, I think, in the past is I've created a system. It's worked so damn well. And then seasons have changed and I still want to use the same system in a new season, and I found myself struggling because I'm not getting the same results. So you need to create a framework. You are in a different season of life. You've entered 2024. You need to be thinking, what kind of season am I in? What kind of goals am I going to be chasing? What kind of systems do I need in this specific season? You don't have to create a system that is going to be mtatakuya forever and ever. I mean, if that serves your life long goal, well and good. But if it is a short-term goal, honey, use it for a season and move along. So what is a habit? A habit is a routine of behavior that is repeated regularly and tends to occur subconsciously. Without intentional effort or little effort, it has become your second nature. For example, the way people just wake up and go and make a cup of coffee. Sometimes the way somebody is sitting in a chair and they're fidgeting with their hands or they're biting their fingernails. Sometimes the way that people get accustomed to exercising so much that if they don't exercise on that day, it feels like there's something missing. Like, I didn't do something very important today. I feel weird. I didn't hit the gym. I feel weird. I didn't go for a run. I feel weird. I didn't get on the mat. So it becomes second nature. Same thing with reading. if you don't struggle to read, if you wake up at a given time, or you set a time, or you know that, okay, at the end of the day, I'm supposed to give out time, I'm supposed to sit and read for an hour before I sleep, that's your habit. So it's something that you have done over and over again so repetitively that it becomes your second nature. And as compared to the popular knowledge that it takes 21 days to create a habit, no. It takes, on average, 66 days to effectively create a habit. So be very, very patient with yourself. There's no rush. And what I normally tell people, especially people who ask me about, you know, how do you manage to exercise, you know, how do you manage to read or listen to audiobooks, you know, how do you manage to do ABC, I always tell them, play the long game. Don't do it just for this month. Don't do it just for this year. Play the long game. See yourself as that person. You know, especially if it's something like reading or exercising, you know, a healthy habit like cutting down on sugar or on meat, like I am struggling right now. Play the long game. Play the long game. That's it. That's my advice. So that, you know, with due time, it's going to become a habit. A habit is second nature. So you're not going to struggle as much as you do when you just begin. So what are some of the examples of personal systems that can guarantee your success? Financially, set up a budget. Have an expenditure plan. So I have my monthly budget. I know all the income that I'm expecting. I have a budget. And on the other side, I have an expenditure plan. So for this year, I think, to be on the safe side, I kind of need like 200,000 kwacha. Yeah, to kind of pull through some of the things that I'm trying to do. And like I said last time, I'm running on a budget deficiency. Ambitious goals, I don't know where some of the resources are going to come from. Trusting God for that. I think maybe only perhaps 50 or 60% of that budget looks good. Yeah, most of it, honestly, I think maybe I'm even at just 50 at most. The rest of it is really just miracle, believing, you know. I wrote it down, I said, Lord, I mean, if I had my way, this is what I want. So if you could just come in with the miraculous and do a bragadabra for me, that would be great. But have a budget, have an expenditure plan. So write down your goals and know how much exactly you need to achieve them. Have a grocery list. So I have this little thing in my, I think, notepads on my phone where I have my office snacks, because the guys that I work with are so generous. Like, somebody's just going to walk in with donuts and, you know, give everybody, like, hey, take some of those calories. Sometimes I think it's just, you know, somebody checking up on you. Hey, how are you? Are you free for lunch? In this hungry lion. And you know how I feel about hungry lion. But just have a grocery list, like, for yourself, even just at home. Like, the kids sometimes have such unhealthy cravings. But also some of the normal foods that are found in households are not very, very healthy. I'm really trying to move away from that. So I was enjoying shima at somebody's house, I think a couple of days ago. And they had roller meal. And I was just asking, like, is this roller meal? And they were like, yeah, it's roller meal. I was trying to get breakfast, but, you know, I ended up getting roller meal. And I was like, oh, sure, cool. And I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I just got roller meal, like for my entire household, that is something that I'm considering. Because currently I take millet meal, and I have to buy like a liter for myself, and everybody else takes breakfast. You know, my options for breakfast meal are very limited. So I constantly have to be thinking, do I have this in the house? Do I have that in the house? But also, what I get for myself really aligns with the kind of diet that I'm trying to, you know, get into. So have a grocery list. Set alarms. My alarm, ordinarily, especially when I have to prepare the kids for school, goes off at 4:30. Now, it goes off at 5:30. 5:30 just means I have time to read before I get out of the house. So I can read 30 minutes, but also it means I have time to squeeze in, you know, a workout, you know, to not rush through getting ready for work, which is good because then I'm not grumpy and I don't have to hoot the whole way to work, you know, that road rage. So because I want to be peace. I want to be at peace. I want to be jovial. I want to be happy. I want to be at ease. So these are some of the things that I put in place to make sure that I achieve what I'm trying to, you know, get at. Putting up a do not disturb setting on your phone. I do that. One of my phone goes off at 21. The other one goes on do not disturb at 20 sharp. So beyond that, I don't feel like I need to be taking calls or responding to any text messages, whether I'm reading, whether I'm just sitting with the kids and we're chatting. It's me time. It's my family time. I don't owe anybody a response at the time. So evening and morning routine, what do you do the first thing when you wake up? One of the things that I do is I go to bed with a glass of water, so that when I wake up, it's the first thing that is like, duh, I'm right here, drink me. So, because in the past, I always used to think, oh, okay, maybe the other thing is it's not warm water. So they advise that it has to be warm water. It's not warm water. And I've told myself, I'll get around to drinking the warm water. But for now, room temperature is fine. I just carry the glass of water to bed and I drink it the first thing when I wake up. Sometimes I forget to drink it the first thing when I wake up. But guess what? It's sitting there. And I get around to it sometimes when I'm getting dressed, sometimes when I'm getting undressed, getting ready to go and bath. But it's there. So it's a system that I've set up, that I've put in place, that I know, okay, I want to be drinking water the first thing when I get up. When I get to the office, I put my things down. Before I settle down, I make my cup of tea, I get a glass of water, and it's just sitting on my desk. Why? Because it's important for me to hydrate. The other thing that I actually want to do is I just want to get a whole water bottle thingy where it's just there and I can just sip throughout the day. So if it's like 2 liters or whatever literage that is, I just want it there. And I've realized I think that is really going to be a game changer for me. In the evening, when you get home, what do you do? You know, how do you unwind? You need to be thinking about all that. And it has to be in tune and in line with your goals or the person that you're trying to become. What are your personal values? Personal values are so important. I spoke about personal values, I think, in one of the episodes that I did on this podcast. They really just guide you. They make decision making so easy. Even the lifestyle that you choose for yourself. You know, one of the things that I've really done so well, I think, in the last couple of years is I really cut down how much alcohol I take in. Like, if I tell you, during the festive season that just ended, I only took 2 bottles of Hunter's Guard. And that's on period. And I know, like, I could have taken more. Listen, I had some in the fridge. I still have some in the fridge. I think I have like 7 bottles in the fridge right now. I'm not even stressed. I'm not pressed about, oh, there's alcohol, I need to finish this alcohol. No. I just drink only when I feel like. And majority of the times, it's just one bottle. And I'm done. It's the values. It's the values. I tell myself, I don't ever want to be drunk. Like, I've just told myself, listen, you're too grown to be dealing with a hangover. Like, please, let's not do that. So, have peace on the values. Values are also going to align you to the right people. Right people create the right opportunities. They push you forward. They create a circle of influence that gets you closer to achieving your goals. Listen, if you do not have values, start from there. What is it that you value? And please don't go on the internet and look up Oprah's values. I mean, bless that woman. Don't go anywhere and be looking at people's values. Sit down and think to yourself, what does this person value? What does you as an individual value? What does the person that you aspire to be, what do they value? Start from your higher self. Work backwards. And just start living the life that you have kept up for yourself. This is what I value. They're just certain things that I don't do. They're just certain people. I don't hate them. They're not my enemies. When I'm around them, it's like, oh, I'm really civil and casual. But they're not in my inner circle. They're not in my inner circle. Not because, you know, they're bad people or anything like that. We just don't align. I look at what I'm trying to do. I look at what they're trying to do or the way that they live their lives. And I'm like, boo, bye. That ain't for me. But good luck with your life. Period. So, habits help us to build good personal traits. When you create certain habits, because like I said, habits take about 66 days to effectively develop. During the process of developing a good habit, you develop certain traits. Self-respect being one of them. Resilience. You learn to depend on yourself. You gain grit. You become a critical thinker. Leadership skills, because you have to lead yourself. I always tell people, listen, the way that you lead yourself speaks a lot about how you're going to lead other people. If you're failing to lead yourself, what guarantee do the others have that you're going to lead them somewhere? Do you just ever see people and there's no direction? Like, it doesn't look like they're going anywhere. You can see they're busy, but they're not going anywhere. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I saw you 3 years ago. Boo-boo, this was a story that you were spinning. You're just spinning this story. How far? You know what I mean? It's like, okay, 5 years ago, it was the same story. Nothing has changed. They're just circling the same issues. No progress. They can't lead themselves out of the situation. It's hard. But they want to be lord over other people. Beware of such people. Self-control. Patience. Those are good traits. Those are good traits to develop. Not just for yourself as an individual. But the fruits of those traits. Oh, how sweet they are for the people that are around you. For your family. For your friends. Oh, how sweet. Oh, how sweet they are. So why are systems important? Before we talk about that, I'm going to just zero in why you need good habits for systems to be effective. So effective systems don't operate in isolation. We need to develop good habits which act as input or catalysts to bring forth the desired results. So you can create a budget, Madame Planner, as I like to call myself. I always have a budget Yesterday, I was literally thinking, like, okay, for 2025, what would my budget look like? I'm like, child, you haven't even tried out your template for 2024 yet. Chill. So, you can have a budget in place, but if you do not have the discipline, you see what I mean when I say you need habits. So you have your system, budget. You need self-discipline and self-control and self-regulation to be able to make that budget work. Otherwise, you'll buy everything that is advertised on Facebook and Instagram and your WhatsApp status. And the system would be there. But it's not working. You know why it's not working? Because you have not devised good habits to input into the system for it to work. So, for example, for me, because I know myself, I like nice things. You know what I mean? So in my budget, I have like a small something, just for myself. Because I'm like that, I can get reckless sometimes. But the moment my income comes in, and I know this money is supposed to go there, I don't even think twice. I'm on my mobile app like, pam, 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 cham, gone. And sometimes, even if I have the money in my mobile app, or in my account and able to access it, you know, through my phone. Sometimes I just tell myself, listen, you have to choose. Present gratification or delayed gratification. It's you. Choose. Good decision making. Good habit for you. Resilience. Self-control. Discipline. Develop those. You need them. You need them every day. And you need them in every season of life. So endeavor to develop those. Last year, I think in the other year, I really focused on disciplining myself. Because I just had this thing of wherever it is that I'm going next, I'm going to need to be very disciplined. Otherwise, I'm going to miss my blessings. So I read books. I listened to audio programs on YouTube, and I tried out certain things. I'm not going to lie. I'm that person. I just don't read. Like, if it requires my action, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, and I'm going to evaluate it. Like, okay, how did I feel about it? Like, is it working? It's very, very good. So, what are some of the reasons why you need systems? Why even go through the trouble of, okay, these are my goals and these are the systems that are going to support my goals? First things first, systems help you take the emotion out of the process. Nothing like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel motivated today. I'm low on energy and zeal. Listen, when you have a system, you have no emotions. As long as you have a system and you have the necessary habit to back it, there is no question about emotion because the input is already known. When my alarm goes off at 5:30 on Saturday, I get up, I change, I get my sneakers, I get my headsets. If it's cold, I look for my gloves and I'm out the door. I don't even think twice about it. Unless otherwise I'm feeling very drained. I've had a long week. But I don't think twice about it. I just do and I go. So I don't get to Saturday and have to start making the decision. Am I jogging today or not? No. My system says, we jog every Saturday. Sunday morning, my alarm goes off at 6. First hour of the day, I'm supposed to be reading. As a matter of fact, it's 1 hour, 30 minutes. My kids normally wake up at 7:30 and we start getting ready for church. So at 6, my alarm goes off. I reach out, I go, I switch it off, I go in my bag, I find my tablet. I get back in bed, I pray, and off I go. It doesn't matter how slow I'm going to read or how fast I'm going to read, whether I'm going to enjoy what I'm reading or not. That's besides the point. The point is I'm supposed to be in bed reading. And I read a specific kind of genre on Sunday. So either spiritual or something that is going to bless my family. These two. So have your systems so that you don't need to have emotions in the process. Systems reduce the pressure of making a decision because the input is predetermined. Like I said, I don't wake up thinking, am I jogging today or not? Am I reading today or not? Am I eating 5 lamps today or am I still just eating one? Am I drinking water or not? You don't gotta decide nothing. The system is there. As you set up the system, the decision is already made. So it takes the pressure off you having to make the decision when the time comes. For example, saving money. If you have a budget, child, you know exactly how much you need to be saving. You know exactly how much you're supposed to be spending on certain aspects. Because you already know. You ain't gotta decide. You ain't gotta decide. It's there. It's in your budget. Unless you have unallocated resources, that's what you have to decide about. Everything else is set. If you owe people money, please don't ever borrow people's money and have no intention of paying back. Like, I just don't understand. Like, people who go around, you owe people money and you even force. Listen, when I get a loan from my village bank, the way that the math runs me mad. Because I'm just thinking, I need to pay off this loan as soon as possible. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be in debt. So, systems reduce the pressure of decision making. Systems allow us to align our present actions with our long-term goals. What is it that you're doing today that your future self will be grateful for? I'll tell you one thing. I shared some of my resolutions for this year in December. When I go to January, when I finally settled into January, I sat on my computer and I wrote down, you know, all my goals. And for each goal, I ascertained, is there anything that I need to do daily? Is there anything that I need to do weekly? Is there anything that I need to do on a monthly basis? And I know, like on a daily, I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I have very few things to do on a weekly basis. And that is attend my connection group. We only attend connection group once a week. I only jog once a week. So those are my weekly to-dos. I think that is set. I think I just have like 2. If they're the most, then it's 3. I have a couple of things that I need to do on a daily. Reading my affirmations, listening to an affirmation audio that I downloaded, listening to my audiobook. They're just certain things. Drinking water first thing when I get up in the morning. So I already know, just based on that plan, I already know on a daily, this is what I need to do. On a monthly basis, this is what I need to do. And I know which system each one of them is under. I know. So a system helps you, you know, align your present action to your long-term goals. Because you need to know what is it that I need to do to be able to achieve this goal. Goals don't achieve themselves, no. And you need to be intentional about it. You might not like it the first few times, but remember what I said. Focus on creating habits. Habits become actions that are second nature. It means eventually you are going to get it. Eventually, it's not going to be so hard for you to do. One of the things that I'm struggling with, that is, again, on my daily, is meditation. When you're starting out with meditation, I've been trying, I think I tried it last year. I'm not sure that I tried it, you know, frequently enough. But the other year, I did try it when I read The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And, you know, the monk talks about the rose flower. And I really, really wanted to try that because the first time I listened to the book, I thought, oh, wow. It's not easy to sit still, to still your mind, you know, to just be calm and still and just allow yourself to be in the present moment, to empty your mind. It's not an easy thing, but it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. I think for a few seconds, I managed to transcend to that realm. But it's hard for me to prolong, or it's hard for me to have to prolong that state of meditation. And that is something that I really, really want to work on. So I know that I'm doing that on a daily. That's my long-term goal. But I need to be intentional. This year, I'm just trying 2 to 3 minutes. I'm not even praising myself. Initially, I said 5 minutes. But I told myself, you know what? We don't need to rush. Take it one day at a time. Also, creating systems is like opening a new compound interest account. You won't enjoy the benefits unless you deposit money in it repeatedly over a period of time. So, I've been trying to learn about, you know, bonds, and, you know, these other financial services, treasury bills, and, you know, these other financial packages that are on the market. And I came across one gentleman who said, you know, with compound interest, you don't get to experience its benefits in the first 5 years, like, you know, on a large scale. It looks very, very minimal. The movement is not as you'd expect unless you are investing a lot of money. And I don't know, maybe he was talking about it in terms of trust funds or mutual funds or whatever. And he said, you know, in the 6th to 10th year, you really begin to see some drastic moves. But if you want your money to compound on steroids, let it chill for up to 10 years. Because after 10 years, listen, that money is going to be working like a donkey for you. So again, it's people who think of the long term. I know majority of us want our money by the end of the year or the end of the month. But it's people who think long term, who say things like that. But it's the same thing with our habits and with our systems. We only really get the benefit of it. We're not going to see it in week 1 or week 2 or week 3 or month 4. You understand? Maybe month 4, somewhere there. But within like a short space of time, you're not going to be able to see it. So you need to be patient, but you need to continuously put in the work. When I started out losing weight, I'd jump on anything that would say, you know, lose 10 kgs in 10 days or 7 days. And I'm thinking, ooh, if only I can lose that 10 kg in like 7 days. And then after that, you know, I'm going to maintain. Guess what I would do? I would get back that 10 kg plus interest. Finish and clear. So I literally stay away from anything that is a quick fix. And that's on period. Like, honestly speaking, I don't even dare
I don't dare at all. I just tell myself, listen, what's the long game? Let's play the long game. Unless I've actually seen people who've done the revised vision and it's healthy, you know, and it's sustainable. Sustainability is so important for me. This year, I was laughing when I was doing my worksheet. I was like, baby girl, this year we've not put in any kgs anywhere. I'm like, that's what you call growing. You're growing, girly. You're growing. No kgs anywhere. Last year, I kept on jumping on my scale from time to time. I'm like, am I still under 60 kg? Listen, I was either 58 or 59. There's a time that I dropped down to like 56, 55 point something. I had to put on the weight because I was looking ridiculous. But you get what I mean? You need to be able to play the long game and enjoy it while you're doing it, because majority of the times that is about to become your lifestyle. Systems help us enter a realm of discipline that puts us ahead of the game. I've already talked about discipline. You want to learn more? Go on YouTube. Find out. There's this guy. Is it Goggins? If you want to learn about disciplines, please go to Mr. Goggins. That guy is so disciplined. God bless him. So systems and habits help you to focus on the long end game because you align your present with desired future action. So again, you are thinking long term. When you have a system in place, a system is not for like 1 week. No. A system is normally long term. It's normally long term, like even just your budget. Some of the things that I have in this year's budget are still going to be present in next year's budget. For the simple reason that the goals that I have for this year, I literally just laid a foundation for a 5-year plan. I shared that in an episode. So there are certain things that are aligned to each other for the next 5 years. And I'm going to have them. So certain things are going to change, but majority of the times for me, they're going to stay the same. I'm going to add and remove, but it's still going to look almost the same. Systems automatically improve your quality of life because the person that you become in the pursuit of your goals stays with you. You develop positive attributes that make you a better person. I think that's my favorite. You know, when you read the book, The Mountain Is You, there's somewhere where Brianna West talks about, you know, when you overcome the mountain, the person that you become is more important than the mountain you've overcome. Who is you? Because you have transcended beyond the problem that you weigh as the mountain. You have outgrown a weaker version of yourself into a better person, into a stronger personality that stays with you. Majority of the people who know me know one thing about me. If I say I am doing that, child, you best believe I'm doing exactly just that. I don't take keeping promises to myself lightly. Unless otherwise, like, it's not important. You know, like, I just say it jokingly, like, oh, guys, you know, but if I say, listen, I'm going to, and I'm giving you a roadmap or a plan, best believe, on the other side of that plan, there's me achieving that goal. Period. And I'm like that. So, I have learned to rely on myself. I'm not saying I never let myself down. Because from time to time, I do. But really, the person that I have become from achieving these goals is I am able to respect myself. I remember there was a year that my theme, I wonder if I have a theme for this year. I need to go and look back on my plan if there's a theme in there. There was a year where my theme was just self-respect. You know, because I think at the time, I hadn't yet become this person that respects myself. You know, a person that could restrain myself and say, you know what? It's a no today. You know, there are times when, you know, people have invited me out. Like, hey, Nalu, where are you? You know, we're chilling here. And I'm like, I'm feeling tired. I'd rather be at home, resting. Oh, no, I actually have to read. Which reminds me, I have exams next week. Lord, you better help your girl. But the person that you become is so, so important as you endeavor to achieve these goals. And that's what you should aim for. That is the reason why I said, as you create these systems, back them up with habits. Because the attributes that become second nature to you are not just for you to achieve one specific goal or a set of goals. That is the person that you become that will carry you through in the years to come. So do an audit of your habits. You know, what habits are saving you? What habits are not saving you? You know yourself. Be honest with yourself. And just, you cannot completely get rid of a habit. What you can do, I think it's easy, according to science, to replace a habit. So endeavor to replace. You cannot completely stop if there's nothing else in place. It's science, guys. Look it up. I don't have enough time to explain all this scientific what. But I will leave you with one scientific thing that I came across the time that I was learning about discipline. So every time you do something that you do not like, you develop your anterior mid cingular cortex, which is the part of the brain that develops your self-habit or your self-discipline, sorry. So anytime that you feel like, oh, I don't want to go out and walk, or I don't want to do this, and you actually get up and do it, that part of your brain, it develops. The only problem is the moment you begin to enjoy that thing that you never used to like doing, because now it's become second nature, is it no longer develops that part of the brain. I was like, what kind of science is this? But these are the things that I enjoy learning about this time, like my brain, the frontal cortex, you know. I'm actually thinking, you know, at some point, I'm really, really going to become a psychologist, because I really, really enjoy listening to people just explain the marvel of my brain, you know. Initially, I just started out with trying to understand, you know, the conscious and the subconscious, you know, and, you know, how these operate and whatnot. But when you really get into the intricacies, guys, God was in his bag when he was creating the brain, I tell you. It's such an amazing thing. And, you know, even like these days when I'm facing a challenge, I remind myself, like, baby girl, you got a machine up here that you're not even using majority of its portion. Don't worry. You got this. So I want to end with a session on how can you develop effective systems. Because I've talked about what a system is. We've talked about what a habit is. Why it's important to have systems backed by habits. And why it's important to actually have effective systems. So how do you get to develop those effective systems? First things first, brainstorm what your goals are. What is it that you want to achieve? Write them down. For each goal, list 3 to 5 things that you are willing to do to achieve that goal. What is it that you are willing to, you know? Is it, if you were like me, these days I don't go out for lunch as much as I used to at some point. I don't know if, you know, some of the people in my inner circle have noticed, but I don't do the food reviews as often as I used to, because I don't go out as often as I used to. I kept out that part of my budget and I put in something different. I feel good saying that. I feel like a motivational speaker. So you need to decide, what is it? I mean, it's going to be a sacrifice. It's going to be a give and take. You're not going to have your cake and still eat it. That's not how it works. So you need to decide, what are the 3 to 5 things that I'm willing to do to achieve this goal? Decide what changes are feasible. So based on One, two, three, four, five. What is really feasible to do? What is really feasible to do? When I started working out, I just used to tell myself, I'm just going to walk 5K on Saturday. That's all. I didn't bother about the entire week. No. I wasn't even looking at, oh, I need to switch up my diet. No. I just told myself, just walk. That's all. Just walk. Saturday, 5K. Now I look down on 5K. Adjust lifestyle by incorporating changes into daily routine. So now you have decided. I told you earlier on, my worksheet, daily, weekly, monthly. So adjust your lifestyle. If you're thinking, okay, I need to get 8 hours of sleep. Okay, calculate. What would that mean? At what point are you going to need to get to bed? Is it 20? Is it 21? Is it 22? You choose. If you want to get up at 4 and you say, okay, I still need to get sufficient sleep, it just means you need to clock in early. If you want to go for a run on Saturday, honey, it means you can't be out poozing or drinking up to 3 a.m. Friday night into Saturday morning. That's not how it works. So you need to make that decision. You need to make that decision. And again, it's going to impact your lifestyle. It's going to impact something. It's going to cost you something. Nothing is for free. Nothing is for free. Somebody always has to clear the bill. After that, develop a progressive plan. Baby steps. You need to decide, how am I going to progress from here? What will progress look like for this goal? How will I measure my results? You need to be thinking about all that. So please, I'm begging you, do not be one of those people that just says, this year, I'm going to lose weight. It's easy for me to talk about losing weight because I've done it a couple of times. And then there are no systems, there are no habits, there are no lifestyle changes, and there's no way for you to measure. How often should you measure? I measure my goals, or I review my goals quarterly. I want to do that monthly this year because the longest period that I have in my schedule is monthly. Before, I would have quarterly, but now I just ended at monthly. And I did that deliberately because this year is a foundational year for me. And because it's a foundational year for me, for my 5-year plan, I want to make sure that I do the right things the right way. I want to make sure that I do the right things the right way. Because majority of what I'm doing this year is a foundation for what I'm going to be doing for the next 5 years. So I want to make sure that I'm not behind schedule. I want to make sure that I am honoring myself and the word that I said to myself. It is so important. It's so easy for us to break a promise that we make to ourselves because, I mean, there's no third party. Who's going to be disappointed? Me? No. I make the decision. So if I disappoint myself, I mean, touche. But imagine how much more you respect yourself when you do for yourself what you said you're going to do for yourself. So make sure that you have a way of tracking your progress. Number 6, review the plan and adjust accordingly. So when you review the plan, you need to adjust. You need to see, is this working? That's the reason why I always say, I start my year in December. Because it just helps me adjust certain things. I'm able to know, how do I feel about
midnight prayer if it is in my plan, which it's not. How do I feel about going to bed at 21 and having to wake up at midnight to pray then go back to sleep? How do I feel about that before I actually start off my 2024? But also one thing that I will encourage you is, you know, for some of my goals that I have seen that are like monthly, I've actually just indicated the month. Because there are certain things that I cannot start in January or February. I can only do them starting June. And that's okay. As long as I know that come June, I need to be doing that. If during the year, you come up with a new goal, just remember, habits, systems, these two will get you to where you need to go. I'm going to end by giving you three or four, actually, book recommendations. Atomic Habits by James Clear. I opened this episode with a quote from his book. Believe in Yourself by Joseph Murphy. This is an old author from the 20s, somewhere there. He's written great, insightful books that are really just, I get them on YouTube. They're short, but they're just so impactful. His writing style is so easy to assimilate. 10 Basic Rules for Living a Better Life by Manly Hose. It's a wonderful short book. Again, I think it must be like 1 hour. 1 hour, 15 minutes, somewhere there. You can afford to listen to it. Simple basic principles for how you can improve the quality of your life. I really enjoyed listening to this book. And lastly, one of my faves, Ikigai. Ikigai is a book that talks about the Japanese way of life. Really wonderful book. Changed my life. I advise you to listen to it as you settle into 2024. For now, this is where I'm going to end. I wish you good luck as you settle into the year and get into the second month of the year. And I will be recording another session for you next month. So for now, stay shining.